Hello.
Hi, Bill. Bill, hi, it's Paul from Local Splash. I'm not sure what happened with that other call. I couldn't hear you at all. I had to reboot my whole system. How's your day going so far? Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm stuck in traffic.
Ah, that's never fun. But thanks for calling back in. I know we had a pretty good conversation the other day, and I did want to ask you, did you ever have a chance to take a look at the email I sent out to you?
I did not. I did not
that's
have
okay.
the opportunity to do that.
That's okay. Did you have any questions, though?
Well, I just wanted to, you say that if I sign with you, I'm the only person that does that trade that you can use in that area.
For us, yeah, for us. We're one of 8 Google partners in the country, and strict Google guidelines dictate to us that when positions become available, first of all, it is our job to find a company to work with, but then we do have to close out the category. We cannot work with your competition. It's in your best interest, but it's also in our best interest. Of course, we have to adhere to Google guidelines to maintain that partnership. But we are offering the service on a month-to-month basis, and the $249, I mean, that's below our cost. I mean, the content, the time, everything that we have to do to get you on that first page, we have to earn your business for a couple of months just for it to make sense for us. We have, though, been able to keep our doors open for almost 20 years. We started in 2004, and our goal really is to provide a superior service at a fair price and keep our clients on board for the long term. And our clients do keep the service. I've been with the company myself for a little over 11 years. Back in April, I celebrated my 11th anniversary. I actually have clients, Bill, that have been with me almost from the beginning. And as a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have.
Okay. Now you said that you can provide a web page free of charge.
That's correct, yeah, and I do see a value to that. I mean, it's as simple as, I mean, that's what I was just about to say. Once we get everything set up, all you really have to do is answer your phone when it rings. You will have a reporting and tracking system that you have access to 24/7, but a lot of our clients just ask someone who's never called them before, hey, how'd you find me? Where'd you hear about me? And then when someone says, oh, I saw your website on that first page of Google, they know that the service is working. But most potential customers do want to see a website, right? So that website allows us really to talk about your services, to talk about your experience, not just your years in business, but the years leading up to that you've been doing this stuff. We can put before and after photos on there so people will know that you do the high quality work that they're looking for. That's going to give them the reasons to call you. And by the time they decide to reach out to you, it really is because they want to work with you. They're hoping you're available. They're hoping your price is fair. So I do know that you'll get more phone calls. You will see a higher return on investment with that website, and that website is included. Very easy process. Whether you're doing the website or not, we would still want you to talk to one of our client interview technicians. And it is to ask you about any mission statement that you might have, if you've got a slogan, your hours of operation, the areas you want to cover, of course, all of your services and things like that. We need to have that conversation with you anyway, but from that conversation, we would be able to build that website for you. So it's a pretty pain-free process for you, but it is going to mean that you'll get more phone calls. And it's included. It's included in that $249.
Okay. Yeah, now, the thing that the website, would it be like, how would that be set up? I mean, would it have name, number, the different things we do?
Sure.
Years of experience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The different types of plaster that we apply, some
sure.
pictures.
Sure, exactly. So it really is, it's like a digital brochure for your company. And websites, when done right, are very powerful conversion tools. They let people know that you are in the area, that you are providing the service that they're wanting to get done. And then, of course, like we said here, they'll learn about your company, your experience, how you do, what you do, and then, of course, the photos and things like that. So it really is what most people want to see. Now, we are talking about the first page of Google, which is, you know, the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. Now, 30 years ago, all we had was the yellow pages. Back then, the smart business owners knew if they had 3 or 4 A's at the beginning of their name, they'd be at the beginning of the alphabet, and they would be ahead of their competition. They would get more phone calls, because that's all we could do. We'd flip alphabetically to the service we needed, and most of us started calling alphabetically, and the guys at the beginning of the list got more phone calls for that reason. Part of that does still work the same way. The part where the guy that we call, the guy that answers the phone, is available and has a fair price, that's the guy that we hire, only we don't use that search with the phone book. We use that search with our smartphone. And, you know, of course, Google doesn't index by the alphabet, but they look for relevant content. So we'll be talking about your company, your services, your service area, not just on a website, but on different destinations, directories, and platforms, things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps. These are some of the things that Google likes to see. And, of course, like a website, they let people know that you're in the area providing that service. So it kind of reinforces the fact that when you get phone calls, you will be able to provide that service. That's a big part of what's going to get your phone ringing. So, like I said, it's a comprehensive package. The 25 miles, we can easily cover that, both residential and commercial. Did you have any particular preference? I don't remember if I asked you, but you like it light, a nice even mix of residential and commercial? Did you prefer one over the other?
We do way more commercial work.
Okay.
But the commercial work, it's sort of all referral.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to open up, you know, to the residential. We do some specialty type of plastering. We do.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, those are some of the things that, I mean, when a residential customer, they might not even know that that's available, right? Or that's an option. And when they see the website, and especially, you know, the photos, before and after photos, things like that, or even just the after photos, I mean, when people see the type and quality of the work that you do, it will give them the reasons to call them. It's going to pique their interest, you know, and getting that information in front of more eyes, most of those eyes are looking on Google. That's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. So this is definitely going to get you right out there in front of the people that are looking for your services, have you as a top option in the exact moment that someone is trying to find someone to call. Your website that we will build for you will be right there on that initial search result. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we are speaking on now, is this going to be the business number, the one you want your customers to call?
Yes.
It is. And you can receive a text message on that number, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, Bill, most of the time you will simply get calls directly to you, your phone number. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Both commercial and residential clients will be calling you directly most of the time. The websites that we build will also have a contact form, so people can tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they want to have done, etc. When they fill out that form, you will get a text. You'll also get an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And of course, whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through the website, there's no additional cost. I mean, you're not paying extra for those leads either. It is still that flat rate. Straightforward pricing, I think a lot of my clients prefer that over like a lead-based service that tends to vary depending on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs. With this, you know, big jobs or small, residential or commercial, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it would just be that flat rate, that $249. Now, as far as the email address goes, I do have your email, kind of first and last name, at comcast.net. So I would think it best that we don't show that email on your website, but that's okay. It's still going to be attached to that contact form. So if people fill out that form, you'll get the text as well as the email. When we reach out to you, we do use phone, text, and email. Email is usually just for a longer piece of information we want you to have for your records. Most of the time, we'll just give you a quick call or maybe send you a text message. Do you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email even?
Phone's probably better, but
phone. Okay.
I'm going to have to watch my text.
Right.
A little closer.
Sure, sure. Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you, and I did see the 2006 Main Street, but is that a location that you want customers to see? Do customers ever come to you?
No.
Okay. Gotcha. And that's okay. I mean, Google fully expects it to, you know, I mean, you're a service based. You're going out to the customer, whether it's residential or commercial. So, you know, Google fully does expect everything to be run out of the truck, kind of run out of the home, right? They don't expect you to maintain a storefront.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just going to be listed city and state and not even a zip code.
Okay.
And of course,
my address has changed also.
Oh, so that's no longer a current address for you? It's not accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. So Google does want to make sure that the businesses in the local map are actual local businesses. They do still default, to most of the time anyway, to sending out a PIN card through the U.S. Postal Service. It's a real simple process. You receive it by mail. You call us, text us, or email us the 5-digit PIN that's inside, and we take care of the rest. Increasingly, they're allowing us to do video and phone verifications too, but if we do have to send a PIN card out, what is your current street address?
Okay, they don't deliver mail to my building.
Ah,
I've got
okay.
a post office box.
Got
but
it.
The street address is 2142 First Street, that's spelled out, First Street, Wino, PA, Post Office Box 162,
mm-hmm.
and the zip code's 15695.
15695. Okay, gotcha. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. Like I said, I would want to schedule that follow-up call. Could be for later today or tomorrow or anytime this week. You would spend about a half an hour with one of our technicians. That helps us get the information that we need to build out your website. And then before I get you off the phone, I do need to read what's called a voice verification. Because we are Google partners, it is actually required of us. It gets recorded through the computer. It does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we are including the website for you, etc., at no cost. Now, before I did get to that voice verification, again, it is the exact flat rate of $249, Bill. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best? A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name? Is it Bill? Is it William? Is there any middle initial?
It's has the company's name on it and my name.
Okay, perfect. You said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Let me grab it, so.
Yeah, be safe, for sure.
Yeah, it's 4050.
Mm-hmm.
7900.
Okay.
0064. 1099.
And then the expiration month and year?
4 of 26.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
Oh boy. 611.
611. Gotcha. Okay. And that does bill at the other address, the zip code 15695?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, like I said, I do need to read the voice verification while it is recorded. You certainly can stop me at any time. If you have a question, if you want me to clarify the kind of my question, it's actually pretty straightforward. And it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, at this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?"
B and Z Plaster.
Okay, perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Bill Zollner, and I am the owner, operator, president.
Perfect. And as the owner, operator, and president of B&Z Plastering Incorporated, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And for the billing information that you did just provide, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Of course, of course. Now, Bill, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you, for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Zollner, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, Bill, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do Angie's leads right now.
Right, yeah, I think we talked about that before, and that is, that's okay. There's no conflict at all with the Angie leads. We are already aware of that. The reason that we ask, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you, and we do also make sure that since customers don't come to you, that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, waiving the setup fee, and with the website included, and of course with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 14th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And again, Bill, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. In this case, we will also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month and that same exact reduced rate, that $249, and again, that rate will never go up on you. It is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means that you can, in fact, stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, or you can pause it. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, if necessary, you could, in fact, pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that bill is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Zollner, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. I know that you're driving, but you will get that text message. Now, you can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. Now, the email address will be on there as well. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Now, when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to see if we can quickly walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for this particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Looks like there are a couple of spots available this afternoon. We could do 4, 5, or 6 o'clock. Do any of those times work out for you to receive that half-hour phone call?
Well, should I have my photos ready when I get that phone call?
You don't have to, but they will tell you, The welcome email has support@localsplash.com. That's the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can send everything there. We'll just forward it out to the right department. When they do the client interview, they will give you photos at localsplash.com. You can use that email if you like to email the photos team directly. We don't expect you to already have those photos, but if you can send them to us by the end of the day, maybe by the end of the week, we are going to get started on building out your website. So the sooner we can get those photos, the better. But you don't have to have them ready at the time of that phone call. In fact, some of our clients are like, what's the next one you have available? And sometimes I can get it within, you know, 15, 20 minutes. So, but like I said, we are, you know, just a few minutes past the start of the hour, which is when we do make those phone calls. And then it looks like we are booked out at 3 o'clock. But I can do 4, 5, or 6. That would be no problem. And again, there's no real extreme rush to have those photos ready for today.
Can we set it up for tomorrow at 3 o'clock?
Sure. Tomorrow at 3.
Yes.
Actually, 3 o'clock, we have our meeting, our once-a-month all-hands meeting at 3 o'clock for tomorrow. I could do 2 or I could do 4. Or really any time, but if you want something close to 3, we could do 2 or 4.
Let's do, and all I have to do is be on my phone, right?
Yeah, you don't have to be in front of a computer. Real just basic stuff off the top of your head, you know, mission statement.
Okay.
If you got
we'll
one, how long you've been in business.
Okay, what time did you say we could do it today?
There's a 4, 5, or 6.
Let's do a 4 today.
4 o'clock, okay. It's going to be scheduled from 4 until 5. It is, though, a one-hour window for a call that typically takes about half that time. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll also be on that call, at least in the very beginning, to kind of answer any quick questions that you have, introduce you to your technician. I might already be on a call, in which case they'll just call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Whether I am on that follow-up call or not, I did want to add just a little bit of extra protection here on your account, just a layer of security, a simple question and an answer. So if anyone calls us and tells us that they're with B&Z Plastering, Inc., even if it's you, Bill, and we recognize your voice, we may still, from time to time, ask you to confirm the answer to the security question. And then this is important, especially like a week or so from now, once your website is active. If you do start getting phone calls from someone either claiming to be Google or even if they say they're Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically right away, then please do just politely let them go. If anyone ever calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, that will not be us, and please let those people go. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account, and of course it is for your protection, and it clearly states that it bills once a month on the 14th for $2.49 and not a penny more. Now your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
Brady.
Could you spell that?
B-R-A-D-D-O-C-K.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, just a tiny bit of a background noise, which is understandable, you're driving. And then I have to enter that in twice. And then did you, Bill, happen to receive either the automated email or the text message? Looks like our system actually sent out everything to you. Welcome email you got the action needed. If you can send us any photos related to your business, that helps us out. But the one that that I wanted you to see is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Are you able to see that?
Well, not right now because I'm talking on the phone. I'm driving.
Yeah, and I do want you to be safe. Now, that's the one that we're going to want you to see sooner or later. Our client interview technician could walk you through it if you have any questions, but it's going to say local / initial invoice on it, and it's going to want you to click on a couple of boxes that you certify that you're the authorized holder and the signer of the car, that you allow us to send text messages out to you. Then it's going to want you to type in your first and last name. It's case sensitive. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before your name or after it, and then click confirm signature. That lets us know that you know that it's month to month. It also allows us to expedite the process of getting everything set up. And like I said, you can do that either later on today or even have our technician walk you through that in that follow-up call. Now, there is enough time for our automated system at 3 o'clock to send you the reminder email. The emails go out an hour prior. And I am going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it, but it's going to say local / CIENG, that just stands for client interview conducted in English. Now, once you do, kind of confirm that you've received the terms and conditions, it will ask you to log into your tracking system, but you can ignore that for now. We do have to do your client interview first, so we have the information to create the content to track. Your username and password are actually in the welcome email. The password you can change. The username is just your phone number. Area code is included, but just numbers. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses, anything like that. So we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So you can't change the username, but you can change the password once you have actual access to your tracking system. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We are pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. I do hope that I am in between phone calls at 4 when our technician's ready to give you that follow-up call. Certainly be happy to say a quick hello to you.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. You take care. You drive safe out there. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.